The new edition of Ducks Illustrated is out. Much to catch up on. We welcome in Jerry Thompson. JT, how are you?
Doing great. The band is playing because the sunshine is out there.
All right. JT and the Sunshine Band. You know, what has concerned me about the baseball program is fans get aggravated, fans get frustrated, fans take to social media and the letters to the editor. And your brother's a huge baseball guy. I know you're a big fan as well. I know Larry. Does he still play hardball, by the way?
Still playing hardball, pitching, hitting. I think he struck out three times against 25-year-old pitchers, 30-year-old pitchers, three times in 10 years. Some guys in the team strike out two or three times a game. And I was on a game the other day, and this guy was throwing 90 miles an hour. My brother didn't strike out. I mean, he looked 90. It was fast.
No, it's amazing. I mean, he is a baseball guy through and through.
Yeah,
so he
yeah.
wrote about major changes needed. But just in general, the fact that we do a sports show in town and text line and everything, does it seem the fans are more apathetic than angry?
Apathetic.
And how disturbing should the powers that be over that be over that?
Well, they should be quite disturbed, and I'm sure people are realizing the article about Mike White. He's making half of what the baseball coach is making, and you can't keep people in. I mean, it's standing room only to watch softball, and so I mean that's another issue in a sense. But there is apathy, like I said. I think on our last broadcast that I was here with you, that I knew that Oregon State, when they were playing at PK Park, that when the crowd was roaring, it was because Oregon State did something great. it's not in good shape. As my brother points out, Coach Horton, great guy. Nobody feels worse than him, but my brother delineates a number of things that think should be changed that I agree with.
Well,
we can go over a couple if you want, but
Just off the top of your head, from what he wrote that you concur with, where would be a good jumping off point?
Well, first of all, juniors and seniors should, unless there's something really wrong, should be playing ahead of freshmen if all things are equal, and they're not. And so why this has happened continually, I don't know. That's one point. And it has been happening. And one instance, a major league scout was even questioning the player at Oregon, why aren't you playing? And you got this freshman playing ahead of you. Another is just his hitting approach. I mean, Oregon's not the only team that doesn't do this, but, you know, be ready to swing at your first good pitch that you see. Don't ever take a third strike. You know, go with the old school. If it's close, foul it off, swing at it. Just way too many third strikes, looking, and choke up if you have to. I mean, obviously, it would be great to have Oregon State's hitting coach because they're just plastering the ball. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I wish we could, the Ducks could do that. But just the approach, there's things. Sometimes there's too much bunting, and then when we do try to bunt, we're unsuccessful. Interesting indicator, though, of the team's success over the years is when we have successfully bunted, the team has got a better record. And one other thing I wanted to point out was it's not recruiting. Oregon recruits better than most of the teams in the Pac-12 based on the website The Perfect Game, looking at since 2011. So anyway, it isn't recruiting. We recruit better than USC, Arizona, Cal, and Washington. And pretty even with Oregon State even. So, something's got to change because, the apathy is definitely there. Are you getting calls on softball?
Yeah, absolutely. Text calls.
Yeah. I will say that sports fans, and particularly Duck fans, you know, when the women's basketball team wasn't doing too well, the stadium is empty. I think fans need to be, they're doing well, and now it's coming back. Because I grew up here, I supported the teams that I liked, you know, the sport I liked. Whether it was winning or losing,
right.
I think people need to do that more. But I understand the bandwagon thing. that's just how it is, human nature. But
yeah, anyway. And by the way, as somebody who's lived in major cities and here, trust me, that's not just an Oregon thing. Fan naturally flocks to success. So anyway, right. I love the fact. Oh, by the way, I always forget. Well, I don't always forget. I just did forget. With the new issue out with Jessica Hull on the cover, where can folks get the magazine?
They're at all the local Dairy Marts. The Buy Marts will probably be there some today, Monday. But Buy Marts, Dairy Marts, free of charge, all the duck stores, they're there. So great value, if I do say so myself. It's free.
That's a good value. Your O&O, opinions and observations, you could kind of incorporate where Oregon had finished in the Director's Cup for folks who might not know. That's cumulative, in essence, how all of your programs are doing and how, you know, the primary reason they actually finished somewhat up the board is the trio of powerhouse women's teams. So, kind of kudos to them in what you wrote about.
Right. Our cover of the U of O women made national title runs. And last year, because of the women's triple crown in cross country and indoor track and outdoor track, Oregon finished number 9 in the nation. And Oregon has 18 programs. There's schools like Ohio State and Stanford that have like 25 or 30. I think lost count. But
yeah.
Oregon has 18, and this year finished 23rd, which you might think is horrible, but it really isn't when you consider Stanford, USC, and UCLA finished 1, 2, 3 in the nation on their programs. The next one was Cal of all teams, but that's because they got a lot of programs and do well in other sports. Oregon finished 5th out of the 12 Pac-12 teams, ahead of Washington even, and and some of the other teams. So I'm not saying it was a bad year, but it certainly was more like an average year, especially when out of the really 18 programs, but only 17 that compete Pac-12 because the acrobatics and tumbling, there's no Pac-12 team to do that. So out of the 17 teams that compete with the Pac-12 opponents, only 6 was over 500. Only 6 Oregon teams were over 500.
Oh, wow.
That's not good. That's 6 out of 17,
What do you make, being not only a big track and field fan, but somebody who's followed this program for a very long time, the worst finish, I guess, as far as the NCAAs in, 16 years? What about the state of the men's track and field program?
Well, it's kind of like on a crossroads right now, especially with the Powells, the Andy and Marie Powell leaving to go to the dreaded Huskies. Because the strength of the team for the men, and look, coming back, are the 5 mile runners and 1,500 runners who ran under 4-minute miles indoor, but yet only 2 of them qualified for the NCAA because of injuries or what else, whatever else. So that's, so now we don't have the distance coaches, so that's kind of up in the air, of course. I hope that we can even, land on our feet and even improve, because even with the Powells, we didn't have any steeplechase, any outstanding steeplechase, 5,000 or 10,000 runners in the NCAA. So there needs to be improvement in the middle distance. The big hole right now, the big sore point is the throws and weights, which is hammer, discus, shot, and javelin. Even in the Pac-12 meet, we only score out of those 4 events for the men, they only scored 5 total points. And the women was the same. So, we're not going to be able to, the women have gotten some great sprinters. Unfortunately, they turned pro. it's nice they stay 2 or 3 years, of course.
Sure.
But the men are not getting quite as many sprinters. So how are the men going to increase their point total unless the middle distance is just really, dominate, which is hard to do nationally. You can get, but you need some weights and throws or something else, because the rest are sprinters and jumpers. Again, that's Southern schools, the L.A. schools, Arizona schools, the SEC. So it's be interesting to see how it turns out with the new coaches that are going to have to come in. The women, I think, still are in good shape. They should have won it this year. They came really close. They just 3 or 4 events, they just really underachieved, or they would have won it. And they got a good nucleus coming back, a really young team, and they get a couple people are injured back. So, like I said in the headline, you know, nothing certain in track and field. It's sort of thoroughbreds betting on a horse. You know, well, I guess when the horses race, they're already cleared. But you know what I'm saying? It's their bodies are going so fast or different than normal people like us that they get injured. It seems easier.
All right. In closing, once again. Good stuff. You also hit on the women's basketball players who played in that 3-on-3 tournament. We talked about that with Coach Graves here, and I gave you kind of a personal Oregon history in my Mallard musings. And thanks again for the picture, which made me look 17, 18 years younger than I do now.
Well, I saw you today, and you haven't changed a bit.
Wow.
And I want to encourage people to read my thing on that I only root for the Ducks. I'm the only one of the few, I think. I mean, I don't know how many, but I don't buy this thing that the Pac, if you have to root for the other Pac-12 teams. And my case in point is Florida State, the ACC. There's no other ACC teams in softball, and they went all the way, even though there's four Pac-12 teams and SEC teams. So anyway.
No, you're preaching to the choir. When people say back the Pac, it's like, don't tell me who to root for. I know who I need to root for and who I want to root for and who I like and who I don't like. All right.
Don't tell anybody. I do root for the Cougars. They're such underdogs.
All right. I won't tell anybody. One last time, let folks know where they could pick up the new issue of Ducks Illustrated.
At your local Dairy Marts, by Marts, and your old Duck stores, free of charge.
All right. Always a pleasure, JT. Enjoy the weekend. We'll catch up, I guess, when football season starts.
I hope, maybe a little sooner.
All right. We'll keep an eye out.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
All right.